Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Joining us now, Josh Pate. Josh Pate College Football Show on CBS. Brought to you here by Damaris Barbecue. I want to thank Damaris Barbecue. They wanted to be a part of the Josh Pate experience every Wednesday right here. And don't forget, all-you-can-eat ribs. Every Saturday, all you can eat nonstop. Mm. All you can eat ribs.
Josh, I got your message. I can't remember if I responded or not, but I'm going to try to help you out with that thing.
Oh, nice! And let's not specify what I asked you about.
No.
Let's just straight up make it sound like a drug deal to the listeners. I would prefer it that way.
Yeah, I'm going to help you with that thing. That thing we talked about. Yeah, I'm working on it right now. That thing to help you out there on that. Josh, no first more. Of all, are you like a whey protein guy? Because I saw Josh has fanboys. The video that you had when you were at South Carolina, you finally got yourself a good game. And there's two guys. Have you seen this yet?
No.
Go to Josh's Twitter and go to his videos. He has, I think it's just on Twitter, right? It's not on Instagram, I don't think. I might be wrong. Maybe it is, Josh. You posted it on Twitter, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's on there.
So he goes and just shakes hands. He's on the field, probably pregame, it looks like. And he goes and shakes hands with a couple of, you know, fans, listeners, viewers of his, I should say. And they're super pumped. And he takes pictures with them. But, Josh, dude, you do not skip arm days. That's for sure.
Josh in a leg day, Josh.
I got a feeling Josh hits the leg days, too.
The secret is, if you're not genetically predisposed to have tree trunk legs, which most of us aren't, you have to hit legs twice per week. That's the secret. You can't just mix it in once and then do chest and shoulders and arms and back. That doesn't work. You tip over very easily. So, listen, if all I do is talk college football for a living, you better find time to go work out every day. There's no excuse not to be able to work out every day.
We only work 3 hours a day here, and we don't ever hit.
Not
okay?
All of us.
We ain't doing that.
Some do. Well, you're playing golf.
Yeah, I play golf. That's it. But that's my arm day. All right. How about that game? Josh, I can't believe LSU won.
First of all,
mistakes that they made.
How were they a favorite? How were they a 6.5-point favorite at South Carolina?
Was it 4.5 or 6?
No, they were. Well, I don't know where it ended up. But.
So, well, anyway, Josh, the mistakes that they made, the block punt, the interceptions, it was just, I can't believe they won that football game.
You guys have been around coaches after they lose a game. You know what they look like. The hair is a mess. Their face is red. They look like they hadn't slept in a week. I was around Brian Kelly after the game. That's what he looked like. And he won. And then I went over with him to his post-game press conference, and he won. And he is speaking as if they lost. And he said all the right things, but they're a flawed team. I mean, they're a very flawed team. Their offensive line got sort of whipped at times by South Carolina. They got run on to the extent of 240-plus yards by South Carolina. There were busts all over the place. There were special teams breakdowns. They found a way to win the game. I think officiating played a very, very big role in that, which is its own separate deal, and you have to be in the game to benefit from bad calls. I get all that. But it was a must-win. We talked about this last week. They did win it, but you're moving forward, and I have no more confidence in them than I had previously, and they got 4 or 5 coming up where they could drop them if they don't rapidly improve as a football team.
Sellers goes, if Sellers doesn't, if he stays healthy, they lose that game. There's no question. Yep. No question. Yeah, I don't think they're a factor, but there are six factors in the SEC right now. Two things. Are we giving Ole Miss and Tennessee enough credit yet?
I don't know what to give Ole Miss. I think it's impossible. I think it's very fair to just put a big question mark on their head. That's not a slight. That is nothing more than calling their schedule what it is. They could be a perfect team or a very flawed team, and their results would look the same so far. It's just, I use this metaphor all the time. It's like looking at a dam from half a mile away. They all look impressive. There is no way to know whether there are cracks in that dam if there's no water pressure applied to it. So that's college football. That could be Ohio State right now. It could be Ole Miss. It could be Tennessee. We don't know. We'll find out a little bit about Tennessee this week. But I'm always very careful because of the lessons this sport teaches us every year to not just fall head over heels for teams that haven't played quality competition so far. And you were talking about Ole Miss there. It'll be a little while before they play one. With Tennessee, I came into this season believing secondary could be a pretty big concern for them. But they've blown teams out. I don't have any less reason to be concerned about that secondary just because they haven't faced a quarterback in a passing game that could expose it. Now, they may still not face that this weekend. I'm wondering if Nick Anderson comes back for Oklahoma and he and Burks can do something there. But their offensive line at Oklahoma hadn't give Arnold time. You know, Jackson Arnold is the leading rusher for Oklahoma right now.
Wow.
And it's not even from design stuff. It's just scrambling. They just haven't been good. If they find something, then we see this every year, guys. Week 3, 4, 5, you walk away from a game and something about a team got exposed a little bit, and you find yourself saying, you know, I thought that in July, and then for some reason I chose to forget it, and it was there the whole time. So hypothetically, that could be there with Tennessee. Everyone's favoring them. Everyone's leaning them to win and cover, and it's just college football has taught me that lesson too many times. Be careful. Write it in pencil in September, not in pen.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get to something with Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has received plenty of hype and plenty of – I think people are – I don't know if they're sleeping on this. Just like, eh, we've been through this year after year. I remember it was 2 years ago was going to be the year that, you know, when – what's his name? Threw the headset off after doing a sideline interview right before the game started. And Lane Kiffin was going to go to Alabama, and this Matt Corral and this team were, you're in for it now, Nick Saban. No, blowout. I've been there too many times with Ole Miss. I'm going to have to wait for them to actually do it before I jump on board with them. Now, Tennessee feels a little different for me just because I think Heupel, first of all, he did beat Tennessee a couple of years ago. I think Heupel is a tremendous offensive mind. I think he knows how to exploit to the level that Art Briles used to with Baylor and that sometimes Kendall Briles can. He finds ways to mismatch your slowest guys. I'm a big fan of Josh Heupel. I'm a big fan of what Tennessee does. But I still, you know, I don't know. If there's going to be a year, it's going to be this year because I don't think Bama's the same Bama. I'm not sure Georgia's the same Georgia. If there is going to be a year for either one of those two teams, it's going to be this year. Well,
I agree with
standard SEC. I think Texas is a different situation. I have a hard time remembering to put them in the SEC because I think Ohio State and Texas are the two best teams in the nation.
I think what you're saying there is I remember doing the show before the season, and we were talking about one of the biggest keys in the SEC or in the college football playoff picture even. And the biggest question is, has, and always will be, how many of the traditionally elite teams are elite in that given year? You just talked about Georgia. I agree. They played like they had a flat tire the other night. I don't know what's overly special about their offense right now. And so if we're saying Georgia is just really good relative to Georgia standards, if we're saying Alabama is just really good relative to Alabama standards, well, then we get down to Texas. Maybe Texas is elite. We still got to see them more. But the more and more you chip away at that on the top end, the more you open it up on the second level. Because if you got an elite Georgia, it really doesn't matter what happens in the ACC or the Big 12. They're going to get steamrolled when they play them. But if you've just got a really good Georgia, that's a vulnerable Georgia. That's a vulnerable Alabama, and et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of what you're saying now, if that ends up validating, really makes that November playoff picture way, way muddier than it otherwise would have been.
Yeah, without question. Speaking of Texas, Arch Manning came in and Quinn went out with the injury. Arch came in. If you actually watched it, the numbers look incredible. There was a swing pass that went for about 60. There was a player running wide open 20 yards behind everybody. But Arch played well. But is this – I know that you're going to have to deal with ESPN doing their fake little narratives. Are the Longhorns actually better with Arch at quarterback? And you're going to have to get through all this crap. But in reality, Josh, I think the best thing that could have happened to Texas was just that, having Arch Manning have an opportunity to get into a game for extended time and get his feet wet, because let's face it, Quinn Ewers has had some injury issues in his past, and why not see if you've got two quarterbacks that have the ability to help, you know, to play at a higher level to give you the best chance of winning it all this year?
Completely agree with you, and I think there's maturity in that room and in that organization that understands what the hierarchy is at quarterback. I got fooled by this, so I wasn't watching the game live. So I get the text alert, you know, that Arch has gone in, and I see the numbers, and so I assumed he came in and carved someone up. Well, then you go back, you watch the replay. That's not necessarily what happened, but you know as well as I do, college football in general is not looked at through a rational prism. The quarterback position at Texas, Tripoli especially, is not going to be looked at that way. So, of course, they'll deal with the noise. And, of course, people's minds work in terms of highlights. Not all 22 cut up. It works in the form of highlights. So when people think about Arch quarterback, they think about that long run. They don't think about the would have been pick. They don't think about anything like that. They just see the long run, and that's the sports centerification of this generation's mind. I know, because I grew up in that generation. When Quinn Ewers comes back, and he should be back by the Oklahoma game, he will start the Oklahoma game as he should. But I do agree with you. Given the maturity I think that program has, they won't really suffer from the outside noise. They will absolutely benefit from him having taken meaningful snaps this year.
Josh Pate, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're going to go to Tennessee, Oklahoma. The better game is going to be about an hour away in Stillwater. What do you think?
I'm very mad about it. I'm very upset because I saw this week coming several weeks ago. I knew we were going to be Tennessee, Oklahoma, and I knew it was going to be a primetime game. So I see that Utah is going to be at Oklahoma State. That is destined to be a fourth quarter barn burner, and I wanted it to be an 11 a.m. kick so I could go to both. Of course, they promptly put it at 4 o'clock. And so I once again miss out on the opportunity to pull the old two-for-one. But, yeah, I fully expect to be sitting in Norman watching that game end, and it's 29-all with a minute and change remaining. I know that's going to happen to me.
and Tennessee's going to blow out. He's going to blow out Oklahoma.
I want to get something that we have not gotten to yet. And for the entire show, you and I don't know if you've seen it, John, you may have seen the story. We haven't even talked about it. I got to get the university right.
Wittenberg?
No. Oh. Who is it? No, it's Tennessee. As a matter of fact, it is Tennessee. Tennessee came out yesterday and said, we are adding 10% onto all of your tickets in basketball, football, baseball, anything. You are now getting a 10% upcharge. Student tickets are going from $10 to $20 and then from $20 to $25 now because they're athlete taxes. In other words, we are using this money to pay the athletes with the this is directly related to profit sharing that the NCAA is doing. So now the profit sharing, they're going to have to share up to $30 million for the entire athletic program. Tennessee has decided we are going to throw an athlete tax on our tickets because basically they don't want it to come out of their own pockets. They are now pushing this, a big part of – they're basically pushing
this
it on
the
consumer.
This is only the beginning.
They're pushing it on the consumer. Josh, how do you think this – and Tennessee came out, Danny White, their AD, said, hey, guys, you wanted a dominant program, and we're now a dominant program, and this, that, and the other. And he had a video telling people with their season ticket renewals, this is what we're doing. Now, what I didn't realize, what do you think the lowest ticket is, John, a season ticket for a Tennessee football game?
You probably have to pay the university first.
After everything is taken care of.
After everything is taken care of, it's probably...
the lowest upper deck.
The lowest upper deck is probably $4,000 a year.
No, per game. A one game, a ticket for a game.
Oh. One ticket. I have no idea. $70.
$450.
$450.
Now, after all the taxes and everything that, when I said athlete taxes and everything, they make you pay basically a PSL. It is now $450 for the cheapest ticket in the stadium if you want to buy tickets. Let's face it, that's over $100,000. Josh, my question to you is, you're in this space. You know what's going on. It's been Wild West. Up to this point, the fan bases have, other than big donors, they haven't really been touched hard by the amount of money that they have to put in to pay players now. What is this going to do? What is this element going to change about college football and the relationship between fan base and players? Anything? Is it overblown?
No, it's not overblown. I think it's pathetic. And I also think it was inevitable. If anyone was under the misguided notion that this was going to be passed off to the athletic department, they were kidding themselves. Even the richest athletic departments in the country mm-hmm. are not going to voluntarily take on that cost. And they have all the right mechanisms to do their bidding in major media. And so the message will properly be disseminated that they are cash strapped and they would if they could, but they can't. And so what they're going to do is they're going to guilt trip their constituency. It sounds political because it is, so I'm using political terminology. They're going to guilt trip their constituency into picking up the freight, and what they're going to do if they're losing is they're going to shift the blame. It's really a sneaky sleight of hand. They're going to shift the blame, just like I heard Juracek up at Arkansas trying to do yesterday. They're going to shift the blame to the fan. And he said, hey, Ole Miss has 5,000 donors. We've got 1,000. And basically the message is, well, we're losing, and it's kind of because of you guys. Now, he didn't say that, but that is absolutely the message that's being disseminated. And it's insane. It's completely insane. There is not a shot in you-know-what. If I were a fan, if I were a season ticket holder, that you'd ever get an extra dime out of my pocket on this. And if it means I got to give up my season tickets, that's fine. Half the home schedule sucks anyway. I mean, they played Kent State at Tennessee last weekend. They had 60-plus at halftime, and people paid $400-plus bucks to go watch that. I'll just buy them individually. I'll just buy two or three games individually off the secondary market, and I'll be good. But you are not about to have the profit margin you have in that athletic department. You're not about to pay the absurd buyouts you agree to bake into coaching contracts and then ask me to be a little more diligent with my spending. There is no way I'm going for that. And I don't know what the long-term model is here, but there's no way that's the long-term model. Because there's no way fan bases collectively will be that stupid to buy into that long term.
Well, listen, at LSU now you got to pay $4,000 or whatever it is just to have the ability to buy season tickets. Josh, that 10%, it's just another tax. It's gotten so out of, and yet Tiger Stadium is full every week. Alabama's full every week. They're just it just
yeah, but
doesn't,
what happens
doesn't,
when the team's not
until,
good
until well until but they're
and
still
you're paying
they're
money.
Still paying for it they're still
the
paying
players,
for it.
The abuse of players is going to really kick up a little bit.
I don't think this is just another tax on fans, and it's just another deal, and you know what, they're going to pay it.
How much you know how much Tennessee's football made last year? Profited $75 million, and they passed along, and they're passing along the cost to the consumer.
Yeah.
They absolutely. Pass along the absolutely. Cost to the consumer. No one absorbs it
absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely. All right, Josh, we appreciate it, man. As always, have fun in Norman, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, there's Josh Pate. Brought to you by Damaris Barbecue every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, I'm talking about right now how you're watching your games. I'm talking about cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I'm talking about the only way to watch a game is with the – I love the Blue Mountains, okay? I had a few last night. As a matter of fact, got back in town, had some pops, watched a little Astros game. What? It's just the way to go about it. I don't know about you, but when I got those Blue Mountains, I just can't get enough of it. I just can't. I love my Coors Light. You'll love yours too. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy your football or your baseball or whatever your sport is, it doesn't matter. Make sure that your mountains are blue. Make sure that you're keeping Texas chill. Okay, you got to keep Texas chill. It's still hot out here. It's still humid out here. You got, and what can you do about it? I know what you can do about it. Keep Texas chill. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So, at the end of the game, Mel Kiper went off on the Carolina Panthers. Mel Kiper just went off on them. And one of the things is, you know, they changed the whole system on Bryce Young. Bryce Young is not Kyler Murray. He's not, you know, he's a smaller quarterback, obviously. He was comparing him to some other guys, and he's like, he's not those guys. They made a huge mistake. But here's the deal. They're all of this is knee-jerk by Carolina because of C.J. Stroud. C.J. playing so well. They, you know, Bryce Young now, the pressure's on Bryce Young. They had to change coaches, change the system, which isn't any better. He still doesn't have, you know, the talent around him and blah, 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 blah. C.J. is really ruining Bryce Young's life. He's destroying Bryce Young's life.
It is. It starts with ownership. Let's just be real. I know I'll never work for the Carolina Panthers. After I say what I'm going to say, that ownership group has been absolutely. Dave Tepper's been absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
His behavior, the way that he is way too involved. And let's be honest about this. You're right. They made a decision. Some say it was Tepper made the decision on quarterback. I don't know who the quarterback was. I know that there's the famous video of after his pro day, Stroud's pro day, of Josh McCown saying, "Hey, yeah, talking about basketball. Hey, how about we play when you get there?" And so we all thought, "Oh, C.J. Stroud's going to be a Texan. I mean, going to be a Panther. Oh yes, we're going to get Bryce Young. This may end up working out for us, even though that guy missed the interception and Lovie screwed us. We may finally get Bryce Young. Whew. Man, this is going to work out for Houston. Finally, we will get Bryce Young." Through all of our faults and Lovie screwing us, yeah, at least we won't have to have C.J. What? Bryce Young. No. Everything worked out the way it should for the good guys, Houston.
Yep.
But think about this, John. It happened even before that. They moved McCaffrey out of there. They moved Moore out of there. They have been moving Brian Burns, their best pass rusher, out of there. They've gotten rid of their best players. Now you have a quarterback. You've gotten rid of their best players. You gave up an important draft pick to move up to get him through no fault of his own. So now he didn't have a first-round pick last year. They moved up to get Xavier Leggett. But you've moved away their best players. So all the best players have been gone. You give a first-time, yes, an offensive coach in Canales, but you gave them a first-time head coach. Mm-hmm. You gave them a first-time head coach. It has been an abject disaster. Now, he's not playing well either. And maybe it is best for him to sit right now and not do any more damage psychologically to him.
Agreed. And here is CJ, one of the best rookie quarterback seasons of all time. He did a world tour, literally a world tour this offseason. And he's just in his second year. And here he is after the game, after just two games of Caleb Williams of two games. Here is CJ after the game talking to Caleb Williams and giving him encouragement.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Hey,
yeah.
Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah. All right, boy. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Hold on. So in that video, some people made a really big deal about this. I mean, the guy just lost and got his head kicked.
It seemed like Caleb didn't want to be there.
Yeah, Caleb kind of tried to, when you hear him say, hold on. He grabbed him by, you know, he had the little shake going with him, and he pulled him back in like, hey, I'm not done. Like, if you see the video, he goes, hold on. And he pulls, because Caleb was like, yeah, cool, and was walking off. And he pulled him back in. CJ, play it again, and listen to him when he says, hold on. CJ had to pull him back in, like grabbed him and pulled him back to him so he could finish his thought with him. What a good – see, we have good quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson was busy thrusting and doing stuff. He used to be a guy who would pay for the lunches and the lunch money and all that stuff for the lunch ladies, and he gave his checks, and he was a good guy. Then he turned into Thrusty McThruster. Then we got C.J. Stroud, who, A, Dell, and I know you're going to like this, loves the Lord, and B, also loves to throw intermediate passes with some level of, anticipation.
Yeah.
And he's a leader. He helps Chinese kids learn to play football.
He teaches Chinese kids how to play football.
He teaches Chinese kids how to play football. I mean, I've noticed a lot of his trips to teach people to play football coincide with a cool vacation.
Whatever.
But still.
America first in this house. America first.
He taught American kids, too.
I saw a lot of CJ in foreign countries.
He's trying to teach an American kid right now how to play football.
Caleb Williams.
America first, CJ. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And did you hear him at the end? And I like your nails.
Help the people.
He didn't say, and I like your nails.
No,
I
say that.
He didn't say that.
Same energy.
Before you send all that aid to China, what about the kids at home when he's learning how to play football?
I think he may have taught some Moroccan kids to play football.
Hey, let's stop sending football aid to the kids in China and keep that aid home.
Keep it here.
Yeah.
Keep it here.
You can go. We can walk right outside and find a kid who doesn't know.
Isolationism for football quarterbacking?
No, but let's take care of our own.
Take care of America.
He can walk right out of
America
his house.
First.
I understand.
Should we put a tariff on CJ for going over there?
I don't know
there?
About that, but I'm just saying you can look outside.
He's pass it on to us.
Go to a park and see some kid who doesn't know how to play football. Take care of home first.
Wait,
then go abroad.
Did he do that? Didn't he do
did
that?
Stop
or was that
and
Alex,
play? No.
Or was
no.
that Alex Bregman or Kyle Tucker? Who was it that stopped and played football or baseball, somebody. Yeah, it was a huge. I think it was CJ.
If it was baseball, it probably wasn't CJ.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was. CJ Stroud stopped in a neighborhood and started playing catch with this kid. He put America first.
No.
See, that
he,
runs.
He didn't teach him. He played
crap.
Catch. He didn't Tua's teach him how to play.
I don't remember.
What?
That.
What?
Well, no, I don't think he made that up.
No, he didn't.
No. 100%. CJ Stroud.
There was. Oh. Who was it?
Plays catch.
Perez.
What a search.
The catcher for the Royals.
C.J. Stroud
he
helped
playing,
with tornado cleanup.
Ball.
Oh, C.J. Stroud helps with tornado cleanup in Houston.
Did it say football?
Put Houston first.
Did it say did it say he helped a tornado victim learn how to play football?
C.J. Stroud plays catch with kids affected by Houston tornado. Right here.
Did he teach him how to play
was
or did he play
clean
catch?
Up in Houston, even playing catch with kids.
That's not teaching someone how to play football.
There it is.
That's not a camp.
He did.
Is that a camp?
There's a video right
America.
Here.
Was that a camp?
No, he stopped.
USA! Them. USA!
Sorry.
USA!
Charity begins at home, CJ.
Salvador.
He is!
Salvador Perez stopped and played wiffle ball with a bunch of kids last week.
There it
CJ's
is.
CJ's playing catch on this video.
That's not teaching him how to play football.
He's teaching him how to make reads.
All right.
No, he's not.
Play it again. And here is, listen to it again. And how it just seemed like Caleb was like, now he did just lose a game. He did get the snot beat out of
he
the
had
ball
the,
game.
His brains beat out. And he
and
had a chance to win.
He had threw for 130 yards.
He wasn't
He
good
did
at
break
all.
100, though.
He did break 100.
But
which
if somebody
was nice,
like C.J.
Which was
Stroud
a record for him.
Yeah.
It was a personal record.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if a C.J. Stroud is talking
so
to you.
So were the seven sacks.
Who's
though,
basically the 2024 version of prime Tom Brady is talking
he?
To you.
Yeah, right. You listen.
Well, that's
you
the
listen.
The problem is. Caleb Williams is like, man, you're like 2 years older than me. Get
that,
out of my face.
Right.
Get
that's
out of my
what
face.
I thought.
Get out
that's
of my face.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, CJ, hold on.
That's what
just,
the issue
man,
probably is.
Man, you're
going to
be a player in this league like me someday.
That's what. What? That's. I'm sure that's the problem.
Sorry, it's true.
Yeah.
But Caleb Williams, they ain't want to hear that right now. Like we were in college at the same time.
Yeah. So what? One of us is offensive rookie of the year.
Lance,
the other one just got a nail deal.
Look, Lance, you don't have the ego of an athlete because you never strive to be anything. But with Caleb Williams, he thinks to himself, I was watching you when I was getting ready for my games.
Ego.
We were at Ohio State.
Oh, he got told he was generational too much. By the way, you can tell that too, Caleb. What's wrong with Caleb? Is it time to panic and? Is it time to panic because of Caleb? No, it's not time to panic because of Caleb. But Caleb was called generational by too many goofs.
Yeah.
When
right.
he was
we
never
can't play
generational.
It again because we got a break. We are up against it. 713-780-3776. What did you think about the video? You're more than welcome to get in here. But you got one segment to go before we hit News of the Weird. Right now, I just want to say this. Brokers are better. Brokers are better. Okay? If you're buying a mortgage, if you're getting a mortgage, you're buying a home, you need a broker. Okay? I just walked in. I'm so stupid. And maybe you're like me. You just walked in. Okay, just sign the papers. Oh, this mortgage company's doing it. I don't know. I just signed the papers. Oh, there's this fee and that fee and this fee and that fee. Oh, okay. Well, I guess there's a bunch of fees. Well, Kent Jones is like, wow, dude, you just got worked. You just got worked. I could save you thousands and thousands of dollars. Literally thousands and thousands. Not only at signing, but through the life of your deal. Is that worth making one phone call to Kent Jones? Because Kent Jones does it better. Kent Jones is going to take that mortgage and he's going to chop it down so that he can save you money on this deal. He works for you. These other mortgage companies don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They put their names on bowl games and golf tournaments. They just want the numbers and they're going to charge you as much as they can. That's not what Kent does. Kent's going to work it for you. All you need to do is give him a call, 713-520-5626. Are you in the market for a mortgage? If you are, you got to call Kent. 975loans.com, 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
281-488-6238, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's the best. They're the best. Billy, send them over to my house, will you? Thanks. So, what did we miss today, Del? We did talk about the Tennessee thing, putting tax on the people.
We've missed a second go-round for Gilbert, who's on hold.
Oh!
Jimmy wants to talk about... We missed callers today, I think, is what we did.
We missed callers.
Yeah, we did.
Gilbert is here. What's up, Gilbert?
Gentlemen,
what's going on, buddy? You sound good.
I do. Well, I don't know. I had a bad night last night. Anyway,
what happened?
Well, no surf around here. Anyway,
no what?
There's me screwed by me. Anyway,
I don't know. His phone really stinks.
Not great. What? Say it again.
Your phone is not good.
Well, you come see me, John, you and Wendy.
Wendy doesn't live here anymore, Gilbert, so I'll come sometime, but we'll see. I'm gonna try to get there this week or next week, maybe. Okay? I'll bring you a cheeseburger from Nick's place. How's that?
A what?
A cheeseburger from Nick's place.
No, a barbecue.
You want barbecue? Okay. All right.
Yeah, Damaris Barbecue.
Damaris Barbecue? Okay, what do you like? What do you like from Damaris Barbecue?
French fries.
French fries and what? What kind of sandwich do you like?
Sandwich.
Crawfish? Is that what he said?
That's what it sounds like.
Crawfish? No, not yeah. They don't have crawfish.
Wait. Say, what do you want, Gilbert? Place your order.
Crawfish sandwich.
They don't have crawfish.
Sausage sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
Well, that's just a link of sausage you can put on a piece of white bread.
They've got a.
I know, but I mean
a po' boy.
Do they?
A sausage po' boy. Yeah.
All right.
They do have a sausage sandwich.
They do have a sausage sandwich. Yes, I'll get it for you.
And what's your drink order?
Yeah, you give me a Dr. Pepper, you know.
Dr. Pepper.
What size?
Got it.
Would you like a large?
No, I'm going to get a medium.
Okay.
Medium.
Yeah. Medium size.
Thank you.
Do you want onions or do you want any white bread with it or sauce on the side?
Sauce on side?
Give me some garlic bread.
Garlic bread, too, okay?
They don't have garlic bread there, but okay.
Can you have them butter?
We got enough. We got the sausage sandwich with fries and a Dr. Pepper. We got it.
Yeah,
what about dessert?
Hey.
A biscuit or a roll.
A what?
A biscuit or a roll.
What about a biscuit or a roll?
Do they have biscuits or rolls?
They don't have biscuits
rolls?
There either. They don't have that.
Do they have desserts? Gilbert, do you eat desserts?
I don't know the
people. Everybody, anyway, I missed you, John. I miss you a whole lot.
Yeah.
Miss you a whole lot,
I'm going to be, I'll be by there soon. I don't know when, but
same thing.
I got a lot of things to do.
We're going to take an accounting of everything and make sure that Gilbert is taken care of and is in Sharpview, the home where he's staying.
It's near Nick's place, right?
It's not that far. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's in the general vicinity, but We can't let Gilbert go out like a sucker. We're not going to let Sharpview get away with it.
You keep saying going out.
Well, because we can't let Sharpview, like, they got to step their game up.
Kill him in
there? Do you think they know that Gilbert is a I'm going to ask them when I go on. Do y'all know that
they don't.
Do y'all know that this guy's kind of a legend here in Houston?
Probably
I want to make sure and put them on notice because we'll be watching. Thanks to John, one of the listeners, Mega Blast, who went in and brought him six egg rolls from
yeah, how about
from Carol.
That? How about that, Gilbert? You got six egg rolls from China Garden?
Yeah, but did he...
And John sat and talked to him for about 45 minutes.
Saturday, pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good,
but,
huh?
But did he bring a Dr. Pepper and spicy mustard?
No, he didn't bring a Dr. Pepper and
egg rolls. Then how good could the gift have been?
He did. He sat and visited with
you.
I don't know what's going on.
We don't know.
You
have to get him a new phone.
We're going to have to get
Gilbert, John, need get him a new phone, too. Phone sucks.
We need it. We need something.
He's pretty close to Nick's place.
Is he?
Yeah. Sharp is at Fondren and just to the south of Harwin. And Nick's is at Westheimer.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be that
between
far.
Between Fondren and Gessner. Yeah.
Do you think he'd be mad if I brought him some Himalaya or some like either?
No, he don't want that.
You don't think he wants the Pakistani Indian? Hold on.
Is this the last road game?
Road game?
Yeah, no, that's great.
I don't even.
No, that's 30.
I don't know.
Is he talking to someone else?
I have no idea what he said. No idea.
Gilbert, do you like Indian food?
Well, we can't. I can't understand.
Okay,
he's got to go. Gilbert, your phone is terrible.
It's the worst phone reception we've ever had. But. Luckily, it cleared up enough for him to make an order of sausage sandwich.
Fries. Dr. Pepper.
And a Dr. Pepper.
A medium. Apparently, John.
And a roll or biscuit, if they have a biscuit or a roll.
Those. I like that John drew a line in the sand with a medium Dr. Pepper. We're only getting a medium. Why is that the cutoff?
Gilbert finally cut it off.
Why?
Gilbert don't need that sugar in his life. Trust me.
You're bringing him a sausage sandwich, fries with the medium Dr. Pepper.
Well, we're going to put a foot down.
You're pushing me too far, Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to do that.
Good luck, John.
Soon as you agreed to it, it's happening now.
Probably next week.
And if you don't,
how long are you staying?
I'm here all through next week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
you should do it quickly because he's going to call every day until he gets his meal. You might want to do it as quickly as you can.
Yeah, Monday. What's that? Is Monday fast enough?
It's for you today. Because you know he's not going to let it go.
Asians do not eat cheese, John Granato.
Who are you responding
to? Dan said that.
Is he Asian?
Well, he's married to an Asian woman.
Oh, okay.
Because I offered him a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he immediately said, how about barbecue? Well, he didn't say how about it. He said, I want barbecue.
Yeah, there wasn't a suggestion there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've heard, but I want barbecue.
How about this?
Is this real?
Adrian Wojnarowski has agreed to become the general manager of the men's basketball program at St. Bonaventure.
Oh, Shams wins.
The role includes name, image, likeness allocation, recruiting, and supporting successful Bonnie's coach, Mark Schmidt. That's probably about a $350,000 a year.
In the Newsbreaker Wars, Shams wins.
Shams chase that man out. He and Kay Adams are going to rule the world.
Oh, yeah. Shams just got paid now.
Yeah.
Wow.
How come? So Adrian Wojnarowski couldn't have broken his own story? He left it up to Schefter. He gave this one to Schefter.
He didn't want Shams to have it.
Why don't you just break it yourself?
It's just one last little, hurrah.
Make an announcement yourself. I've committed to St. Bonaventure. Get a commitment graphic. Go all in. So look at that. So who's going to take over for ESPN? Will ESPN come and grab Shams?
I wonder if Woj did this in advance of maybe ESPN.
That job's going to pay more than $350,000.
You think?
Yeah.
For college basketball at St. Bonaventure?
He ain't leaving for $350,000.
Well, I know how. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I know how much it's paying right now in college, and it's not paying what you think. And that's a harder job. And that's St. Bonnie's.
All their income comes from basketball.
But this could tell you also that maybe they weren't going to redo his deal at ESPN, and maybe they go after Chris Haynes cheaper. Because they're always in financial cuts over at ESPN, and they've already got Shams. I mean,
they don't have Shams. They would have to go get him.
Oh, no, that's right.
No, Shams.
Well, now they've got Shams.
Well, maybe.
We'll see. Jackie points out, CJ and Caleb are the same age and they're buddies. That's not what you say to your buddy when you're, I don't know.
Look, this is what I
thought it was, you're a second-year guy. I was a little, I could see where Caleb's like, whatever, dude. We're the same age.
Like we date this. He goes, we date the same girls. Relax.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Okay, I get that.
You think they're Eskimo buddies?
No.
Same group of girls.
No.
The same.
Don't play this
the
game
same
with
type
him,
of
Bill.
Fine. The same type of girls. The same type of girls.
Like you said, the same girls.
They're in the same pool. They're in that same pool of dating the same type of women.
Oh, okay.
It is a little weird for them to be. I mean, I guess if you think about it, like. What? You got beat last year by the Ravens, but I made the playoffs. But
CJ's
trying to keep him upbeat. Like CJ's trying to be a good friend, a mentor. He's kind of a mentor to Caleb Williams now. I'm sorry, I'm your mentor. What if you force mentorship on someone? No. Would they like that if you say I'm now his? If CJ said on an interview, I'm kind of Caleb's mentor. So, he's basically cucking Caleb Williams if he says that.
Yeah, they were born about a month apart. CJ is a month older, so he's allowed to be his mentor. So you mean like Barry Warner did?
Same age mentor.
Forced mentorship?
Yes, in a way.
Yeah.
He didn't mentor as much as because then he did.
He got people into games and
he yelled at me for not. I don't want to go into it. He had us call into the station. He didn't have calls, so I made a phone call in. I was answering phone calls. He said, call in. And so I called and said something about the save. You know, because it used to be you'd work over multiple innings to get a save. And I said, it's so easy to get a save. Hi, Barry. This is whatever, calling from. And I was just going to say, you know, I kind of think the save rule, I don't love the fact that it's so easy to get saves. It seems like it's watered down and this, that, and the other. And I thought I was going to give him a topic to go off of. He gave a short answer, and then he told Matt Thomas, who was on the board at the time, like, tell Lance to stop trying to make me look like an a-hole asking questions like that. I don't even know what he was mad about. And then when he didn't have any phone calls one day, and then we got yelled at during a break because he said he had his junk in his hand, sitting there with his junk in his hand, dying on air with no phone calls coming in because he was a solo host, you know? Like, not everyone could be Charlie Polillo and take no calls for 3 hours and fill every single second.
Yeah, right.
Credibly. And
do no commercials for
how
long?
I don't know if that's mentor.
How long does it take to do a commercial here?
With Lance in the room? A long time.
I just went over 5 minutes,
Maybe Barry didn't have any commercials, so Lance, you know what? His mentor never taught him about commercials.
Possibly. Getting a break
that's
on time.
That's
sure.
a possibility. I've got an advertiser. I got Hogue. I'm telling you, I talk about this. I talk about the biggest, the best. I talk about, you know, I've talked about that with other sponsors that we have. But there is, you cannot argue this. You go to the Hogue, HOGUELS.com website, HOGUELS.com, and you see the workmanship. You see the attention to detail. You see the beauty. You see, I mean, no expenses spared. We're talking about beautiful, beautiful backyards. And it doesn't have to be a big backyard. I'm looking at one here that's like, it looks like it's some kind of a condo, but they did the brick with the stones and the bushes. And it looks like it's right out of a movie. Design meeting execution, okay? They will, on their computers, you don't have to have a big backyard. You don't have to have a mansion, but you want to make it look perfect. You want a fire pit, you want a basketball court, you want a pickleball court, or you just want stones and you want a table out there. They can do it all. HogueLS.com. They are the exterior decorators of this city. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable the stuff that they can do. If you want your backyard looking great, HOGUELS.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Portage County, Kentucky. The sheriff has told his deputies, write down the addresses of Kamala Harris supporters who display yard signs. Do you think that you should be arrested if you have a Kamala Harris yard sign in your front yard?
I don't think you should be arrested for any type of political beliefs. That is old school strong arm tactics that we've seen from some of the worst people in history. You shouldn't be arrested for Trump
stuff.
Is
it America?
You shouldn't be arrested for Kamala stuff.
Is Kentucky
you should
in America?
Not be threatened
America
over your vote.
Is, Kentucky's barely in America
but
anymore, is it?
If we ask Kentucky, would they say they're in America?
Probably. Yes.
Then let's act like Americans and let people support who they want to support.
I know. That's actually part of our we do.
We're not
political strongmen.
People for years for their political beliefs. I think
persecuting.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, I think
it's tradition.
We try to
keep the tradition going.
It. Yeah.
Florida sheriff fed up with school shooting hoaxes, posted the boy's mugshot on social media. Do you think that'll stop kids from calling in a hoax?
Wait, somebody called in a hoax and
the sheriff said, "Oh yeah, watch this kid. Here's your ear. This kid
I
did
like.
It.
I mean,
I like
look,
it.
I'm for since
I'm
parenting.
All for it.
Parenting's gotten a little soft, so
yeah.
You need to find out. There's going to be, unless it helps them find
yeah,
girls.
You gonna call in a school shooting hoax? Really?
No, that's terrible.
That's awful.
That's terrible. He should be exposed.
He should be exposed.
I don't know. Can you do that to a minor?
Well,
was
you're not
he a
supposed
minor?
To. That's why it's a story.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. It was probably
it's a story.
Not,
you're not really supposed
he's
to do.
Under the age of 18 is my guess.
Gatwick, you've been to England, Gatwick.
Gatwick. Yeah. I know where Gatwick is.
The Gatwick train was canceled after squirrels boarded and refused to leave the train.
What do you mean refuse? Like you asked them
like
and they said
you tried
no.
to get them off and they wouldn't go.
Well, they're wild animals.
I've seen this with humans.
If
you
ask politely,
them.
They should do it.
No, you just tase them and they'll...
You're going to tase
you're
squirrels?
You're
going
to tase a squirrel.
How are you going to catch a squirrel?
Just tase them. Just keep shooting
tase them from
you
across.
You think you have the hand-eye coordination to tase a squirrel?
If they're staying still, I bet you a sniper
they don't
from...
What if that
still?
Squirrel jumps up in your face?
What if a sniper from Fauda... Is there
well,
and he's catching squirrels
seems
like
a
that.
Waste bang, of his talent? Seems like a waste of that guy's talent.
Yeah, it seems like an awful lot to. Did you? Oh, here's news of the weird. Israel found a way to hack into the pagers of Hezbollah from Lebanon, and they actually overheated them all and caused them to explode.
Yeah.
Did you see?
I saw that.
That's the craziest thing. You're able to hack into pagers. And cause them to overheat and explode?
What?
That's something you would see on TV. You'd say, okay, this is dumb.
I think
this couldn't happen in real life.
I think anyone who still owns a pager.
Pager? That's
should
why.
Be subject
they
to things
well,
like that.
They're
they
doing
should
that.
Be overheating and exploding.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they thought. Hezbollah thought they were slick because they said, all right, we're not doing smartphones. We're going flip phones and pagers. Now try to track us.
Now watch
and they
this.
Said, watch this. We'll blow up your pager. Well, I watch those lithium batteries they try to tell you on planes. After I saw the carnage it caused, if there's somebody, do you have any lithium batteries in here? I better not, because
no,
I don't,
if you do, you,
I don't want any lithium
no,
batteries
have a
anywhere
problem.
Near me.
Did you see the dog that was eating the lithium battery and it burned down the house?
No.
Yeah, dog
Did
started.
You, have you ever touched your phone or a charger and felt how hot it gets sometimes when you charge? I always think. This can't be great.
That's not right.
This isn't supposed to be how this works.
I know how this works. The hoop goal, you raise and lower the goal. And that's right. You got the unrustable stanchion. That's exactly what you got. You've got tempered glass backboard. You've got the unbreakable rim. It's called a breakaway rim when it's unbreakable. I mean, it's stupid. But you hang on. You can hang on. The kids can hang on the rim all day long. They can raise the lower the goal with a push of a button. The technology is second to none. The goal is the best in the history of goals. The curb appeal is there. The kids will love it because they can actually have fun on it. It's not a 10-foot goal that shakes and it's terrible and the backboard is bent and the rim is bent and the backboard needs painting and it's awful. You look like, I mean, come on. Clean it up. Go with the best goal of all goals, and that's the ProDunk goal. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here. But, Dad. The kids want to play, they want the best goal, and there's only one place to get it, produnk.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.